Thank you for being here. I'm glad I can share our work, protective risk factor for physical activity and falls among all these old others in all the, evidence-based falls risk reduction program. We don't have any interest to disclose. This study focuses on all these old others, which is people who age 85 years and older. Why we should focus on this population? Because this population is the fastest growing segment of the American population. So we will expect this number of these people will increase from 5.7 million to 19 million by 2050. As you can see, functional and physical decline as people get older. This group shows more functional limitation, less physical activity, higher level of fear of falling, and lower levels of falls efficacy compared to younger group. More focusing on falls and physical activity among old others, this graph shows the fatal falls rate by age group. So the 85 plus group shows the highest rate of fatal falls, and then also physical activity declines as people get older. So like this purple line, only 4.5% of study population followed the physical activity guideline for all the others, such as by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. So with this background, the purpose of this study was we tried to look at the changes in weekly physical activity and number of falls from baseline to post-intervention among participants in a matter of balance falls intervention program. And then also we tried to look at the protective and risk factors associated with weekly physical activity and the number of falls. We used the participants from a matter of balance falls risk reduction program, which is an evidence-based activity program targeting community dwelling seniors. So the program has 2-hour sessions for 8 weeks with lectures, group discussion, program solving, role-playing, exercise, and individual assignments. And so this program has the goal of this program is to reduce the fear of falling and increase confidence of physical activity, so participants can learn about how to handle and control falls when they have some accidents. This diagram shows inclusion and exclusion criteria for this study. So we had a total of 30,276 participants enrolled in Texas, a matter of balance intervention program from September 2006 to April 2009 through Area Agency on Aging and other community organizations. And so for this study, we excluded those who were younger than 65 years old, and also we excluded participants who did not complete the posted intervention surveys. So so we had almost 1,400 participants who aged over 65 years old and then completed the post-intervention. Our target group of this study was oldest old adults. So the number of our target group was 260, and then we compared the young old group, which is those who aged 65 to 84 years old, in a couple of characteristics. So when we compared the two groups, we found two significant differences in living status and ethnicity between two groups. So oldest old group has more white, and then and then more people who lived by themselves. Other than that, we didn't find any significant differences between two groups. We had two outcome measures, physical activity and number of falls. Physical activity measured the number of days physically active at moderate level, like gardening or vacuuming, bicycling in the previous 7 days, and then number of falls measured the times of fallen in the previous 30 days. And also we had covariates including age, sex, race, living status, and number of chronic conditions. And then for risk, protective and risk factors, we have two protective factors, false efficacy, self-rated health. False efficacy measured how to measure risk of falls with five items, and then self-rated health was about the general health status. And then risk factors included fatigue, health interference, and degree of pain. So for the analysis, we used the generalized linear mixed model with a Poisson distribution with Sess-Prokhlin mix. So, and then we compared the three models. The first model includes a time which is intervention effect, and second model includes time and covariate. And then we had all interesting predictors, time, covariate, protective, and risk factors in model three. First, we found the significant intervention effect in physically active days and number of falls. So all the others who completed a metal balance intervention program showed 15% increases in physically active days and 30% decrease in number of falls. Then protective and risk factor for physically active days, we found relationship of protective and risk factors. So if participants showed the high level of false efficacy, and that means they showed 3% increase in physically active days. Then same results were found between protective and risk factors for a number of falls. So all protective and risk factors were significant. So if the participants showed a high level of fatigue, they reported 25% increase in number of falls. So although we found the significant intervention effect in physically active days and number of falls, we can address a couple of limitations. So we believe our participants were relatively healthy compared to average oldest old others. So this might be possible to show significant intervention effect. And then in terms of outcome variables, our outcome variable of physically active days and number of falls measure the frequency of physical activity and number of falls. So in the future study, this should be considered. And then as far as the protective and risk factors, we focused on the factors at the intrapersonal level. So, a couple of previous studies have shown the importance of factors at the interpersonal level, like support from family, support from friends. So, that's important for their physical activity. So we can conclude this study supports the effectiveness of evidence-based program among all these old participants, and also addressed the importance of protective and risk factors for improvement in weekly physical activity and number of falls for all this old population. And then we could have a better understanding of count outcomes by using generalized mixed model with Poisson distribution. And then for implication, we hope this study helps to demonstrate potential benefits in healthcare and cost ramification. And then one more important thing was this study can contribute to change age-related stereotype that very old adults cannot benefit from the intervention program. And then we hope this study can influence organizations or government agencies funding decision to support forest risk reduction program for all these old adults.
Thank you.